You were Tim on Lunch. Violence against women anywhere in the world is abhorrent. It should not happen, but sadly it happens. And a week ago, violence against a woman by a man was so extraordinary that it ended up on local social media. A man and a woman had been having a dispute in their relationship, and the woman reached out to a friend of hers. Her friend's name is Jolie. And Jolie went with the woman to the house to retrieve the woman's items. And I want Jolie to tell us what happened then. Jolie, thanks for joining us on Live 89.5. You arrived at this house with your Thai friend. She was going to get some items. Tell us now what happened to you when you went to that house.
Well, in short, I won't go into detail because I don't want to turn it into about the violence. But yes, I was attacked. He attacked her because he was upset that she was leaving him. And I protected her, and it turned into a fight, which I was overpowered and beaten up quite severely. I had several fractures that resulted from this. My head, I was concussed, and it went on for at least 20 minutes before the police arrived. So it was a very shocking experience for me. I had a taste for the first time of what it would feel like for a woman to go through such severe beatings, and it shocked me how petrified I was, and I couldn't begin to imagine how a woman that was in a relationship that endured this on a regular basis would feel. Like, she would feel completely disempowered. I felt it in that one short period, so I don't know how a woman would sustain those kinds of beatings on a regular basis.
Jolie, tell me what happened on social media.
Well, this is the great thing. So I decided to name and shame this guy as he went into hiding, as the coward that he is, and usually men like this are. And knowing that the martial arts community here have a thing against violence towards women, but what's actually happened is that in a short 24 hours, the story has hit Europe. People from all over the world have stood by and have said that, that have been here and trained here, have all stated that they will support the cause, that they don't agree with violence towards women. And it's just, it's empowered it's empowered me, first of all, and I know it's empowered women here to know that if anything like this happens to them, they do not have to hide in shame or in fear or in silence, that that the majority do not agree with this, and they can speak out knowing that they will be protected.
You know, violence against anyone is abhorrent, but we seem to have this challenge. You've been a regular traveller to Thailand, and we observe with our Thai friends, the girls and the ladies that we know here on the island,
yep,
there is a sense sometimes of fear, not just with Thai women, but with Falun women as well. What is your message to women here on the island if they are in an abusive relationship, if they are in fear? How do you suggest they protect themselves? How can they reach out using social media?
Well, first of all, it's interesting that you say that, because when I came out of the abuse and I was petrified trying to find someone to help me, no one would. No one wants to get involved because, unfortunately, it is a very complicated relationship between women and men that are in these abusive relationships. However, I've got to say that I don't at all, I'm definitely not upset with myself for getting involved, because it's allowed people to find out that it's okay to speak out, and using social media made it so easy. Like, all I planned on doing was naming and shaming this guy. In return, I have made a movement showing that we have a community here that will protect women and are against violence, full stop. Like, especially with the martial arts community, their ethos was heard loud and clear yesterday. So women do not have to fear. They shouldn't be in shame, and they can reach out, if not to a friend, because friends and people find it hard to to support, as I found when I got beaten and tried to get help. But social media is the help I got, to be honest. That's when people started banding together and realising that it's not okay.
Jolie, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on Live 89.5, and I think it's an important story that must be told. Thank you for your time.
No problem at all. Thank you for listening.
You're with Tim.